WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. 6 weeks of fighting could come to a pause very shortly as Hamas agrees to release some of the Israel hostages. ABC's Matt Gutman with details from Tel Aviv.
Israel would get at least 50 hostages, all women and children. They're going to try to keep the families together. They're going to be released in batches of 10 to 12 hostages per day over at least 4 days, possibly extending to 6 days. And during that time, they're not calling it a ceasefire. They're calling it a pause in hostilities and fightings. In addition to that, in a ratio of 3-1, Hamas will get Palestinians released from Israeli jails. And these will be women and Palestinian minors.
Sam Altman is returning to OpenAI, the company tweeting that the creator of ChatGPT will be back and the board who fired him abruptly last Friday will be replaced. Investigators in Philadelphia are processing a crime scene where a shootout left 2 people dead and 5 others wounded. They're still looking for the gunman. This is ABC News. Captured in New Mexico, the suspect in a deadly shooting in Colorado.
45-year-old Hanmi Clark is accused of killing 3 people in a property dispute in rural Custer County, Colorado. Investigators say it started as a neighbor property fight over an easement. There was a surveyor there at the time who was able to run to safety during the shooting. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith says the arrest was made in Albuquerque.
I hope that this brings relief to the neighborhood and to the community.
The sheriff's office had been aware of an ongoing property dispute with those involved, but the sheriff saying they never thought it would end in the murders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Coast Guard says more than 1 million gallons of oil may have leaked from a pipeline just off the Louisiana coast. The pipeline has been shut down, but teams are still searching for the site of the leak. And Lakers star LeBron James, now the first NBA player ever to pass 39,000 career points. He hit the milestone in a victory over the Utah Jazz. Liz Landers, ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at TD Garden. It's the first time the two teams have met since Drew Holiday was traded to Portland and then to Boston in the deal for Damian Lillard. The Bucks' Chris Middleton on facing their former teammate.
It's going to be a big game, against a really good team.
against our former teammate, Drew. It's going to be a fun game. Hostile environment, of course, but it'd be a great test to see where we are.
NFL football on Thanksgiving, the Dallas Cowboys against the Commanders. Thursday night football, it's the Seahawks hosting the 49ers. The day gets started when the Packers line up against the Lions at 11:30 at Ford Field. Coverage on CBS. Keyshawn Nixon talking about his family's plans for Thanksgiving dinner when he gets back.
My mom's mac and cheese, honey baked ham, turkey, and then, like I always said, my grandma makes this, like, chocolate pudding mousse, white cream frost on it with, like a pecan crust at the bottom. It's all mine.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. 43 today, under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 22 tonight, overcast skies, high of 30 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 23.